WA Mobile.
Just turned the radio on. How you doing?
Cleaning up the garage. I got my motorcycle out. Got the battery in my hand. Getting ready to go down and get the new battery and fire that thing up for the first time in about 5 years.
I hope you had a lot of Stabil in the fuel tank. Either that or the fuel tank was empty and the carb's empty. Open up the gas cap, you stick your nose down there. If it smells like varnish, you can forget it for the day, Bubba. Extremely limited vent system. When gasoline is sealed and it doesn't VOC, not VOC, that's an improper term, when it doesn't flash off, it will last a whole lot longer. So hopefully that was close to a sealed system and it'll fire off for you. Okay, I'm gonna really, after 5 years, I'm gonna be real surprised. Now, you know you're not gonna get real, real good performance out of that engine. It might run a little rough with that old a fuel, but still, if it cranks up and runs, you know what you might wanna do? Get you a siphon hose and take as much of that old fuel out and put some real good, fresh, high-octane in. Does that engine take 93-octane?
That's the highest octane you get. And I plan I'm going to take some tank out and turn it upside down and clean and put some fresh gas in it, wash it around a whole bunch, and then dump that gas out, put some more gas in it, wash it around, dump that gas out. Clean the fuel line out before I ever suck anything into the carburetor.
That sounds, as a former president would say, sounds very prudent. I'm just thinking, what year of bike is that? 2009? Right. Does it not have fuel injection? Right, now that's going to be a real advantage to you because that's a pretty much a sealed system. So if you can get as close to the injector as possible and relieve the fuel line there, you should be past the fuel pump. And if you get it tank cleaned out and really flush it out real good, put fresh fuel in there. If you go ahead and remove the gas or the fuel line from the injector or from the pump side of the injector, then you should be able to turn the key on and have flow just fuel flow right out of that, and you can clean all the lines out that way. But as far as getting it out of the fuel injection system, no. You don't want to go into all that. You got to be experienced to go up into the fuel injection port.
Anyway, how you doing? What's been going on with you?
Scott, before we get off of that subject, I've just got one piece of advice. Now, I sold my bike, you know my Harley? I sold it about 14 months ago. And when's the last time you rode that bike?
It's been a long time. Probably before I changed jobs, and I've worked that job for 6 years. So it was probably a couple years before that.
Can you just give you some advice? With all the new influx of new people and all the congestion around our area, it's a whole new experience riding out there, bud. Things have changed, so just please be very, very careful. Other than that, I'm doing finer than frog here, except for one thing. I've got my procedure on the 12th. Picket fencing real bad. I'm not receiving you well. Let me hit a landline, okay?